You love the titillation of the flesh and that little bit of pleasure for a moment. And that's the very thing that's keeping you from trusting and calling on the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. You love your sin. You love the world. You don't want to be a Christian out and out for Christ because it'll cost you the world. Let me say, any gospel that doesn't cost you the world is not the gospel. And there are churches and so-called evangelists today proclaiming messages that tell people you can have your sin and have Christ, but that is not the gospel. And so here is personal humility. Are you willing to take the place as a sinner at the feet of Jesus? Welcome again to Let the Bible Speak. This is Ian Gollaher, and we have a message today on humility. Yes, the very thing that marked the life of our Lord Jesus. And it also marked the life of John the Baptist. And it marks the lives of all who have served the Lord with grace and with power to walk with God and to be that life of letting their light shine for the Lord Jesus. And we need that humility too. And that's the burden of our message today as we go to the pulpit ministry of our church here in Cloverdale, British Columbia, to bring you to trust the Lord and place your life in His hands that you might serve Him. If you cannot do that, how are you ever going to be a witness or an evangelist for the Lord Jesus? And I pray that today's message will strike a chord in your heart and lead you to personal faith in the Lord Jesus. We'll have more of that at the end of the program, but now stay tuned as we open our Bibles at John chapter 1 on the subject of John the Baptist and his humility. You see, it's not about the messenger, it's about the message. And of course, the message is Jesus is the Savior. He's the Christ, the Lamb of God. Then the other question came, art thou that prophet, in John 1:21. Now that was a prophecy from Deuteronomy spoken by Moses. And he said, another prophet shall God raise up unto you like unto me. And therefore the question is put to John, art thou that prophet? But again, John was not assuming any of that, and he turned it all down. And when all the questions dried up, he simply stated, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And here we see that the man perfectly matched the message. He came to preach repentance. Matthew 3, verses 1 to 8. His baptism was unto repentance. Bring forth fruits meet for repentance. This was a whole change in life. This was no longer living to the flesh, but living in surrender to the salvation and saving grace of the Lord Jesus. And this is the message that we still preach to the world today. What is the primary message that we are to bring to a proud, sinful world? Repent. Repent. And when the church ceases to preach the message of repentance to the world, she has lost her message. She's worried about the messenger or worried about her image. Who are you? And forgotten the content of the message. And as evangelists, if we be witnesses for Christ, we are to take that place. Are we ready to die to all self-ambitions, self-importance, to practically bear the cross and the shame, to be living witnesses for the Lord? And again, I say it, enemy number one to evangelism is our pride. And until you pray that pride out of your heart. Until you get serious about your guarding your name and your reputation, and you're willing to lay that on the altar and die to who you are in the eyes of this world, you will not be an effective messenger for the Lord. And it is that humility, that brokenness, that emptiness of self that will make us effective. Because let's face it, how can you sit beside someone and talk to them about their sin in a proud manner? You can't do it. You can't do it. You'll be called a hypocrite. But when you sit beside someone and you tell them of your own need of the Lord's grace and pardon, that you are yourself but a sinner saved by grace, and that you are yourself empty and broken and worthless, then you can begin to talk that the Lord can do for you what He's done for me. His grace is able to transform you and to save you and bring you to the cross. That's where we need to be, the place of humility, that we might be witnesses for the Lord Jesus. And until the church, and I speak now of total congregations, the church takes the place of humility before a needy world, we lose our voice. We have no witness. That's why we pray for the world. That's why we lament and confess the sins of this nation. We are not just sitting in judgment of Canada. We are seeking to be a light to souls in darkness. And we can look down our nose at our leaders and see their errors and their sin. We can look at the people, how they're vulnerable and readily they get on the bandwagon of iniquity and take a newspaper clip and cry out how horrible. But that is not going to make us evangelists. That is not going to make us salt and light. It is our humility, our willingness to confess our own sin and to see what sin is doing, then we cry repentance and call men and women to turn to God with all their hearts. That's the spirit in which we need to witness, and we learn this from John the Baptist. As we go down this chapter to verse 25, you'll notice that we need personal humility. That first major point was practical humility. Now we see personal humility. Look at verse 25. They asked him and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not." And here you will see John's interest in honoring the Lord. And he issued a very gracious, but yet a very hard-hitting rebuke. The Christ sent by God is right here. He's amongst us. And you don't even recognize him. And of course, that was the Pharisaical spirit. That was the condemnation of the ungodly Jews. They were the clergy. They were of the temple in Jerusalem. They were of the institutions of learning. But they had a terrible blind spot. They did not know Christ. How many religious institutions could we apply that to today? They have their credentials of learning. They have their ecclesiastical polity, but they know not Christ. John the Baptist, his burden was to preach to them the Lord Jesus. John was sent to prepare the way to Christ. His crying in the wilderness, his baptizing, his call to repentance was all about preparing the way that men would long. Who is our Savior then? How can we be saved? And John was not afraid to preach against sin. In fact, he got himself into mortal trouble. He headed to jail, and then he lost his head because he preached against Herod's sin. He was calling men to repentance. And we have to recognize that there's always a cost when we preach against the sins of this world. And if we take the example and the role of John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord, then we're going to preach the Ten Commandments. Those 10 fingers that point at sinners about their breaking God's law. That's the message. That's the burden. That's the call to repentance. And so I must not allow you to enjoy the vices and the sins of this world. I encourage you in that. I am no John the Baptist, and I'm no evangelist. I'm no witness, no help to lead you to Christ. But rather, I must call you to see the wrath of God upon sin, to hate that sin, and to yearn to be right with God and to know and serve Him. And I must preach to you that the only way to get right with a holy God is through repentance. Confess your sin. Lament over your sin. Cry to God for deliverance from your sin. And you'll see how John was there to pronounce the saving grace and the power of the Lord Jesus. Look at verse 27. You'll see how his way to prepare the way of the Lord is, he didn't just preach repentance, 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 and harp on that continually. We're told here in verse 27, he it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. And John put the Lord first. He compared his own unworthiness, the worth of Christ as a slave or a worthless servant tying the shoes of his master. That's the position of John. I'm not worthy even to open up the buckle on his shoe. Such was his position of humility. And we need worship and gospel preaching where Christ is exalted in all. For me to live is Christ. The old preachers, they prayed that they would not get in the way of their preaching. Do you understand that? The preacher's burden, don't allow me to get in the way of the message. Don't allow me to have some root of pride, some proclamation of self, some presentation that will distract from the Savior and cause people to look at the messenger and lose sight of the Savior. These old preachers, they prayed, hide me behind the cross. I remember being in prayer meetings where you have Christians praying about the preacher of the meeting, and they would say, Lord, hide our preacher behind the cross. What a wise prayer that is. What a good prayer that men do not get carried away with men, but that they get their eyes on the Lord Jesus. Because pride is the number one enemy of evangelism. Are we learning that yet? Is that getting through yet? Pride in the pulpit, pride in the preacher, pride in the pew, pride in our hearts as we walk and talk with sinners hinders the ability to evangelize. A.W. Pink, in his commentary in John's Gospel, spoke about the name Bethabara. Now, nobody seems to know much about Bethabara. It was on the other side of Jordan, we are told, and it simply serves to identify the exact location where John the Baptist baptized. And all we know about Bethabara, that it is similar to the word Jordan, it means death, death. And you know, to be a John the Baptist and to be a witness for Christ, we've got to die to self. That's what John's baptism was about in the River Jordan. He's calling people to die to the world, die to sin. And then he preached unto them the Lord Jesus. We must decrease that Christ must increase. Do we want to be evangelists? Do we want the Lord's church to be a light in a dark, needy country that's really just going to hell? With all the trends we see in this nation, Canada's going to hell. Canadians are going down into the pit of damnation. A rising generation does not even know the Lord. And the church is powerless. If we would be a John the Baptist, we must die to self. Die to self. And call men and women to die to sin. There's people here today and you love your sin more than you love the Lord Jesus. You love the titillation of the flesh and that little bit of pleasure for a moment. And that's the very thing that's keeping you from trusting and calling on the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. You love your sin. You love the world. You don't want to be a Christian out and out for Christ because it'll cost you the world. Let me say, any gospel that doesn't cost you the world is not the gospel. And there are churches and so-called evangelists today proclaiming messages that tell people you can have your sin and have Christ, but that is not the gospel. And so here is personal humility. Are you willing to take the place as a sinner at the feet of Jesus to be saved and then to be a witness for him? Now quickly, I come to the next point, and that is preaching humility, pointing sinners to the sufficiency of Christ. You'll notice in this passage, verse 29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God. There is humility. It's not me. It's not me you need. It's the Lord Jesus. He's the Lamb of God. And of course, in preaching the Lamb of God, he preached the sacrifice. He preached about the suffering Christ on the cross and how his blood and his sufferings and the wrath of God that fell upon Jesus is all sufficient to save you from your sin. John preached the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus as the sacrifice and atonement for sin. And if you're trying to make yourself better, make yourself good enough, you can't do it. You are corrupt and lost. You need to be washed in the blood of Jesus. And that's the only hope. Also, John preached Christ as the Son of God. Look at verse 34. I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Now, he said that after the Holy Spirit descended. Remember how the dove came down at his baptism and the Father spoke and the Spirit descended and he concluded, or at least declared, this is the Son of God. And so John proclaimed the Lordship, the deity, the mighty saving power of the Lord Jesus. And that's what makes him the Savior you need. He's the Son of God. And then also John the Baptist, well, he had a ministry to disciples. Look at verse 37. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. That's evangelism. That's what it's all about, to bring men to follow the Lord Jesus. Therefore, John the Baptist was an effective evangelist. And we find that you have Andrew was converted, and he brought later his brother Simon Peter, and they followed Jesus. We want to be a church with a ministry, and you want to be a Christian with a testimony that will cause others to follow Jesus. If we are not that, we are nothing. If we have not the blessing of God and the humility of John the Baptist and the message of John the Baptist and the fruit of John the Baptist to lead men to follow Jesus, then what are we? Oh, he made disciples. He made disciples. That's what we're called to do. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples of all nations. May we have a burden for that. May we be a humble, broken, burdened people with a passion for the lost. How that will manifest itself, we wait to see. This is now the message. Now you need to be the messenger. And let us labor together and do something for God's glory. Humility, recognizing pride as the number one enemy, confessing it, and working against it, and giving Christ the glory. Surely that the Lord will bless. Thank you so much for joining with us here on the program here today as we let the Bible speak on this subject of evangelism and humility. What a great need there is for every Christian to humble themselves in the presence of God and to cry out for that grace of heart to be the instrument of God to reach the lost for the Lord Jesus. We are to preach repentance, and we must be willing to help men to see their sin, that they are falling short of God's will. If we pamper and preach peace, peace, while there's no peace, then we are not really the messengers of the Lord. But John the Baptist put the Lord first. And if you and I do that, put the Lord Jesus first in our lives, taking the position of that slave, buckling the shoe of his master, and recognizing we're not even worthy to do that, that we have no worth in ourselves, but all our merit and hope and worth is in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus. And the preacher, we have learned, is not to be a distraction. we must pray, Lord, hide me behind the cross. Get me out of the way that we might exalt the person, the name, and the work of the Lord Jesus. For that we must have no pride in the pulpit. There must be no pride in the pew. And we must be willing to die to sin and die to self. There is personal surrender. I wonder, are you personally yielded and surrendered to the Lord? Have you given your heart and life to Christ? Have you asked him to save your soul firstly? But also have you asked him to make you his useful vessel to take the gospel to the souls of men and women? That's the need. And I challenge you today to dedicate your life to the service of the Lord Jesus. Let's unite in prayer and ask the Lord to work that within our hearts. Father, we thank thee today for the light of your word, for this example of John the Baptist. What a patient, what a gracious and humble man he was, even to the point of laying down his life, because he put the Lord first, and he was willing to be a witness for thee, even in the place of danger. I ask today, O Lord, that you will make many evangelists, many who are witnesses for the Lord Jesus, make us to rise up out of that place of fear, to be full of faith and joy in the Holy Ghost, to serve thee day by day. Lord, you can bring men and women in this nation out of darkness into the wonderful light of the gospel. Lord, use your people, use every one of us. Make us to be a witness for thee day and daily in our homes, our neighborhoods, and in our churches, that our prayers might be on fire, that our praises might be ablaze, and that the Church of Christ will be revived in these days of coldness. O Lord, hear this our cry, to have mercy on our nation, to have mercy on the lost, and to deliver them from the pit, that we might bring them as burning brands from the fire. O God in grace, use us for your glory, and help us each day, we ask, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. This is Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. You'll also find our podcast button on the top of the homepage of our website. We are on the air Sundays 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services, Sundays 10:30 and 6 p.m. Yes, we have an evening preaching service in our church at 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view our church services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We are located two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. We also have a church in Victoria, 733 Van Alman Avenue, Sundays 10:30 and 6. Our website again is www.ltbs.ca. Remember to join us here again on this station, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., as we let the Bible speak.